producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
A good day, defined by the fact the Good Day program is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with, I was going to start with Rich. I don't want to start with Rich. Jennifer Horn is here, and then Rich.
I want to be last. No, I want to be last.
Really? Now, Kenny Kessler, last but not least. Actually, we could introduce people to Kara Schillen, who is at the controls as well. Well, she sort of was, and now she's working, trying to teach Michael Fortier how to do this again, which ought to be great. It'll be Michael and me and whoever else we can find on Christmas Day. Yes, this program live on Christmas morning in the bits and pieces. Wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. So we have one bit of nasty gossip, all right? And then we're not doing any more nasty gossip. One story has to do with an ex-girlfriend of Sammy Davis Jr. Her name is Catherine McKee, and she has shown up in the last 24 hours to sue Bill Cosby. So she's joined the list.
Really?
Another client for Gloria Allred. She claims that Cosby invited her to his Detroit hotel room in 1974. He asked her to bring ribs. In the lawsuit, when she arrived, Cosby, it says in the lawsuit, Cosby was wearing a bathrobe, greeted her before throwing the ribs aside and proceeding to attack her. McKee alleges Cosby pulled down her undergarment. Well, so I have to go on. The story is in today's New York Daily News. Go online and read the rest of it. This is another one. Yesterday, there was a suit filed against Beverly Johnson by Cosby, also for defamation, all of this stuff. I guess the core of it, you can get to point B if you start with defamation, and then you go into other things. The story that Cosby has brought to the court is that this lady is trying to revive her career, so she wants to get a lot of attention.
Wow.
And by suing Bill Cosby, she can get a lot of attention.
The cause is delusional.
Well,
That's the only explanation.
Seven other people last week he has taken to court for defamation.
He's absolutely out of his mind.
Well, I'm actually kind of glad. I mean, when someone accuses you of something horrible and awful, if you don't try to defend yourself, you're admitting guilt. And if he's willing to admit guilt, then he shut up. This is him saying, no, it's not true. That's not what happened.
But at what point is there so much evidence that you should just admit it?
Well, what is
and
the
say effort? You're sorry.
I don't think you ever
double,
do.
Yeah, I mean, it was something like this. It's he said, she said, really.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
A lot of she said.
There's 50 she said.
Right.
She. All right. I said there'd be one piece of that, and that's it. Goodbye. Let's see here. In Georgia yesterday, a bank robber went into a bank, gave the teller a hold-up note.
A bank robber went into
the bank. And gave the teller a note
that
said, hand over all your money and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, at least they were polite.
I feel sorry for bank robbers around this time of year. You know the only reason they're doing it is because they can't afford to buy their kids Christmas presents. And they're desperate.
You think that's what it is?
Yep.
No.
No?
Somebody who's robbing a bank in June is just a jerk.
Yeah.
December 23rd, 22nd, somebody's hard up for some money and needs to buy their kids some gifts.
All right, Kenny, bring me, I haven't had a chance to look at the story that's trending at DougSteffen.com about NASA and the next Mars mission. Yesterday, Meredith and I spent the whole day at Cape Kennedy going absent lines and stuff through to see the Saturn rocket that's on display there, to go to the hangar. Remember those days, Richie, when, and I actually, John,
yeah.
Harper and I decided that when there is a launch, during the time this program is on the air for any of the privates or publics, that I would go down there. I think it would be fun to be broadcasting again from that facility. But anyway, Meredith had never been there, so we took the day and went around and did the
Did she like it, or was she checking her email all day?
No, she loved
Facebook.
It. It was a lot of stuff. Well, when we were standing in line, she was doing that.
Yeah, but, okay.
Other than that, no, it was a good experience. And a lot of the focus is on going to the moon and then going on to Mars. So we talked to one kid. We had stopped to get a snack, and there was a fellow who had been working there for 5 years. Quite a nice young fellow. All the people that are there, well-trained, well-groomed, well-kempt, well-spoken. They've got it.
Well-educated.
Yeah, exactly. All
right.
Of that stuff. Yeah. So anyway, he was saying that a lot of the astronauts don't think the Mars mission is a reality or can be a reality because it is very intricate. And, you know, for example, if you send the ship out there that they're developing now, it takes 6 months to get there. And then if something goes wrong, you can't come back in 6 months because you have to wait for the window. I think that was addressed somewhat in the movie The Martian. I mean, that was part of the subplot of that movie, and apparently that's true. But Kenny, I just wanted to know what this story about the mission to Mars being suspended, especially, I mean, they spend a lot of time talking about the Mars mission when you're going through the paces at the Kennedy Space Center, which, by the way, if you're traveling to Florida, you're going to Disney World, it is absolutely imperative that you bring your children over to the Space Center and see what goes on. See what America has created. See what Americans are capable of. All right, excuse me. Go ahead, Kenny.
There was a new Mars lander that was supposed to be launched in March of 2016, and there's one of the instruments, it's called a seismometer, that's supposed to measure movements on the soil and help the thing land and navigate. It has a leak that lets the cold Martian atmosphere into the ship, and it'll wreak havoc on all the instruments. So it's all going back to Lockheed Martin to be fixed.
I'll tell you something. Yesterday, you may have heard me having a conversation with John Harper over at WMEL, who the station there broadcasts all these launches. That's, you know, they're a very good local radio station, and I'm proud to be a part of their lineup and have been for a long time. We were talking about how all of the places like jumping again. It is hot because of not only government coming back to work and putting things back together again there, but the private industry that's a part of making the Kennedy Space Center all work. I mean, you can see the traffic, you can see the interest, you can see things changing for the first time in 8 years. I know you'll think that's a coincidence, but it really isn't. Actually, the bad stuff started when we went to war against Iraq. That's when they started cutting the budget. Even back in Nixon's era, though, Nixon was in some respects, Nixon did a fairly good job in some areas. He was a cretin as a human being, and also he was not a fan of the space program, didn't understand it. And so there were a lot of things, like there were supposed to be 20 missions that used the Saturn rockets, those assemblies that cost $900 billion to make, but Nixon canceled the last three of them. So there's one of them that's at Kennedy Space Center. There's one of them on display in Houston, and there's one at the Johnson. I'm sorry, at the I think it's Huntsville, where the other one is. But you get it. You go into these buildings and you look at this stuff, and you see.
Are you shaking off the fleas?
No, that's Millie.
He's got an itch on your hind quarters.
What's going on over there?
Millie's on her way out every morning to exercise. Oh yeah. Yeah, that was a very important part, Meredith, of the A Good Day program this morning. Anyway, so you see all the technology and the intricacy and what human beings are capable of doing. You look at all of this stuff and you're in awe. And that's why I said a few minutes ago, if you're going to Florida anytime this winter and you're bringing your family and you think that it's a great idea to go to Disney World, okay, so go to Disney World, but go over to the Space Center and have your children see. There's astronauts walking around and they do presentations and there are movies telling the story, and you can go in and see all of this stuff, whether it's the Enterprise and then some of the shuttles and some of the old rocket. It just is amazing. Every time I go there, no matter, I've been, how many times, Richie, have I been to the space center? A dozen times, maybe. I'm at still least. In awe of what they can do. So, anyway, all right, I want a clarification on that, Kenny. Thank you. This is not about the manned mission to Mars. This is about how the technology is going to work as they send probes to Mars to see what we're going to encounter when we go there before. There's a lot of people at Cape Kennedy who think that the first manned mission to Mars will come off in the next 10 years. We're going to go back to the moon in the next 2 years. So it is. Man, and the things you see when you walk around, the old space suits and things that are just cool, the rock from the moon that's 3.5 billion years old, all of that stuff. Very cool stuff. So take it into account when you're making your travel plans. Something else to take into account when you are making plans is what you're going to do to keep your body in tip-top shape as you get older. And my suggestion to you, my strong suggestion, Dr. Ken Kronhaus agrees with me on this, is that you up the nitric oxide power in your body. And you do that by using Super Beets. A serving of Super Beets equals 3 whole beets. Also the same as a half a liter bottle of beet juice. And I got to tell you something. Beet juice tastes like you know what. Blech.
What?
So, beet juice? Are you kidding? Man, take a drink of beet juice and you'll be happy that you got Super Beets, which, by the way, has a black cherry flavor to it. You drink it. I use it as a pick-me-up. Richie does. I think most people use that later in the day when you're beginning to sort of slow down and you want to get the blood back around into your system. That's what Super Beets does. Nitric oxide is the most important component of beets. And so Super Beets are grown from non-GMO beets. They've come up with a system to powder the beets. And thus, not only the powder drink, but they crystallize it in the Neo 40 capsule, which you can take at the beginning of the day. This is an energizer. It's a way of getting the blood around so that your body and your brain, everything is working properly as you start your day. So what we do here is we start the radio program so we sound like we have a clue when we get started. It works for some better than for others, but you get my drift.
That's a jerk.
Oh, stop. Dietary nitrates are ingested. Some of the nitrates convert to nitrites, and that opens up your veins and your arteries, gets blood to your muscles, to your brain, all through your blood system, promotes improved energy production, exercise endurance and stamina, healthy blood pressure. It just is a super way to keep your body or to get your body where you want it to be. I'm going to visit with Dr. Ken in actually about an hour from now. And one of the things he'll talk to me about is Super Beets because I'll see there's a display. He gives it to his patients. It's a very, very, very important thing for you to understand in how your body works. So how do you get this? Pretty simple. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. 800-655-4183. You know, I love telling these stories. And sometimes I go on and on. And people say, okay, we get the point. You've made your point. Let's get on with it. So here's how you get, now that I've told you about it, here's how you get it. 800-655-4183. Order the capsules. Order the Super Beets themselves. There are all kinds of things they'll send you to help you understand how your body and your system works. Super Beets. For a super fit body and for super blood pressure, 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Get a money card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, quick story from the desert. Was it Nevada or New
Mexico?
Looks
like from Nevada to California, they saw a mysterious light flying over last night, and people thought it was maybe
Santa Claus
doing a practice run, but it ends up it was a Russian booster rocket falling back down to Earth from a supply mission to the space station.
Really?
Yeah.
So nobody, did actually anybody find it, or is it just, like, gone?
I don't know that they found it yet, but they... Nobody knew what it was. Not even NORAD knew what it was.
I was getting updates on my phone about this.
Really?
Actually, they were saying unidentified light seen from Ventura to
Las
Vegas.
The Russians are attacking.
The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
Coming.
21 after the hour. Merry Christmas from Good Day.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Three.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Trump, oh, geez, oh,
wow.
Blown on my eardrums for Christmas.
Like all right. Poll yesterday, which female artist sings your favorite Christmas songs? The winner of that was Karen Carpenter.
Really?
28% said love them all. Brenda Lee only got 5%.
What?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Seriously?
Only loved 3%. Yep.
Kylie Minogue?
Carpenter.
Kylie Minogue. Where's Kylie Minogue?
What'd you say about her?
I didn't say anything about Kylie Minogue. I said Brenda Lee.
Oh, okay.
5% Elvis Presley.
Lots of people get them.
I just took a trip. Abbott. Where am I?
Okay. We are doing this three songs. I just wanted to bring that up because we were talking about singing, Richie. Three Christmas songs now, different artists. You're going to win an HP, well, the opportunity to get an HP, say it again, Doug. HP printer. And also, you have the printing paper stuff that you can use. So if you like the effect that happens when you go into a little booth and get your picture taken, that's what you get with these this paper. So you win that. Let's see, what do we have here? That's enough on the prize department. 888-302-3684. Three songs together. First one is by Kylie Minogue called Santa Baby. A 2010 single also appears on her Christmas album, which was released this year. Since her number one songs are she had a cover of Locomotion a few years ago, right?
She sure did.
Yes.
When I was a kid, yep.
All right, what do these songs have in common? Next one is Deck the Halls by Rick Springfield. Dawn, we now are gay apparel. Ba la 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 la.
Is this the weird metal kid?
Yes.
Okay. I love
Playing
it.
Homage to the Ventures, Richie.
Yeah.
He made this into a surf rock version of Deck the Halls.
Love it.
goes back to at least the 1700s, the melody does. Mozart used this for one of his sonatas in 1778. Rick's version doesn't quite live up to the Mozart version, but it's kind of cool. All right, so the first tune is Kylie Minogue, Santa Baby. Next one, Rick Springfield, Deck the Halls. This is Susan Lucci singing I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I got
only
it.
Only the dullest of you will not have figured this out by now.
Yep.
888-302-3684. Yeah. I mean, she's not known for her singing necessarily.
I still miss how does she that show.
Yeah, crank it up, Richie. Let's see how she sounds. Missed that show. She's on Devious Minds. Devious Maids.
And let me ask you this question, Ken. Is this her singing as herself or her singing as her character?
As herself.
As herself, okay.
All right. 888-302-3684. What is the connection? What puts these three songs together? You got about a minute to figure it out and share it with us. She's also appearing in the movie Joy, which opens this weekend, I think. All right, so let's work on this. Don's calling us. Don, where are you?
I'm in Tucson.
Hi, Don. Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year.
Tell Don's going to get this. He's going to nail it.
To all of you,
right.
Too.
Thank you very much. All right. What brings these songs together?
Now, this is just a guess, but perhaps remakes of old classics?
That is a guess. Not a bad guess. Not the right answer, though.
It's true.
Yeah, it is sort of. Yeah, right. But it's not what brings them together. Is it Stacy who's next, Richie?
Correct.
Hello, Stacy. What do you think brings these people all together, these songs?
They're all three soap opera stars.
They are all done by former soap opera stars. You are
nice
correct.
Job.
You get the prize. Thank you. Nice job. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, the no syndrome. You know, I often joke that I've gone into homes and said no, and the dog comes thinking that's his name because he hears it so often. It's time to forget about the old style mentality of raising your dog. Right now, I hear a lot of you saying this no syndrome could never happen to you. You would never be that constantly corrective when you're a wonderful, adorable dog makes a mistake. Well, you might be right, but a lot of guardians still undermine their dog's self-esteem and pride to a lesser degree. This type of erosion, when compounded over a period of years, can have drastic, drastic results. Now, let's review the answers. I'll bet that without you realizing it, you're already a victim of the no syndrome of dog training and behavior. Constantly, you're telling your dog no. You know, having trained over 40,000 dogs myself, let me give you the secret. Dogs will respond to positive attention. If they're getting more positive for being good and less negative for being bad, of course they're going to want to be good. It's that simple. So focus on the positive. You'll have a well-behaved dog, I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 77.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
About 34 past the hour, Dutch Stephanie here today with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Doug Stephan's off to get probed by Dr. Ken. That ought to be fun for Dr. Ken. Congratulations.
Give an old probe today.
Merry Christmas. So we're along with you for the rest of the cruise here. Speaking of cruises, there was a quite a cute, funny little video I saw over the weekend with Ted Cruz sitting on the couch with his wife and two daughters reading, what was it? What's the story? It was either Twas the Night Before Christmas, I think.
Right, that was his Christmas ad. Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's all changed to be kind of political, and it's really funny. It's really cute. I thought the daughters were very cute. It was, you know, I'm not a big Cruz fan, but I thought it humanized him. It made him look less plastic than he usually does. So I thought it was really cool, and I was intrigued by it. Well, it turns out the Washington Post didn't like it too much. And
a lot of people made fun of him for doing it.
Yeah, right. But I liked it. I thought it was cool. So a cartoonist at the Washington Post named Ann Talmays decided she was going to do a comic. Oh, I wanted to go in their editorial page, where it depicts his daughters as being trained monkeys.
Mm-hmm. Really terrible. I mean, I don't care what side of the political.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care where you are politically. I never liked it when people called Chelsea Clinton ugly. I mean,
right.
These are the kids of these people. It's not like you should be making fun of them. The same thing. I don't know that Malia and Sasha get made fun of
so
much.
They had some shots taken at them, and people were called to the carpet as they should have been.
But it's just, it's like
these girls are 7 and 4 years
old. They're babies.
For God's sake, have some class.
I just think the candidates are fair game. I mean, you want to make fun of a lot of stuff.
Right.
Go after the guy, but to go after their kids, especially the ones that are still developing. I always felt, and I bring it back to Chelsea Clinton because I think she was, for my lifetime, I know the Carters had some issues as well, but I know for my lifetime, that was the family that I watched growing up. We're pretty close in age, and people were so brutal because, every kid goes through an ugly stage, and the media hammered her for it. That's hard. And how do you overcome it? And as strong as you try to be and as great as your parents can try to treat it, it still makes a difference.
And it always backfires.
Right.
It does nothing now but make people have empathy for the Cruz family and look at them in a different light because of what you tried to do to knock them down. So it's low class, Washington Post. Come on now.
Yeah.
Which is owned by Jeff Bezos now from... was it eBay? PayPal.
Jeff Bezos? No, isn't he Amazon?
Amazon.
Yeah.
So.
Look at me.
All right.
Pulling them. Thank you, Ken. Also going on today, oh my gosh, this one, Rich, this one gets me. Robert Durst. Remember the big documentary reveal about a year ago now?
Yeah.
Well, the New York real estate heir, Robert Durst, who has been accused or at least loosely linked to a bunch of murders over the, three, four decades, is now being moved to California. He just got the news to face a murder charge. This is according to the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office. He's charged in the killing of his friend. Oh, who needs a friend like that? Who is a writer, Susan Berman, and it requires that he be extradited from Louisiana, where he's in custody. He's now jailed on a federal gun charge. He's got to be extradited by next August, and he's going to have to actually sit in front of a judge and actually answer for these murder charges. This all stemmed from the HBO series The Jinx, which talked about Durst's story.
Yeah, and
about the disappearance of his disappearance of his wife, along with this woman, Susan Berman's death back in 2000. She was found dead in her home in Benedict Canyon, which is a pretty well-to-do area in Los Angeles. And they made it all the way through the documentary until they started questioning him about a piece of mail that had handwriting similar to a piece of mail that was mailed to law enforcement, giving a tip about where to find a body. And he got a little he got shaken, went to the bathroom, forgot he was mic'd, and basically admitted on microphone that he had done it.
All
of these murders. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kind of the Leslie Nielsen Police Academy admission.
I guess so. But, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I mean, I've heard, did you guys ever watch Judge Jeanine on Fox News?
No.
I think that she was one of the people that was really involved in trying to hammer this guy. And people, judges, law enforcement, for 30-plus years have been trying to get him on various charges. He's gotten away with murder, allegedly, time and time again. And it'll be interesting if, when he's in a situation like this, they can actually make those charges stick.
It's amazing how people can get away with certain things.
And some people can't. It's like some people live this life where they can continually get away with it, and other people get caught for going, 5 miles over the speed limit on the freeway.
So when he made this admission in the restroom while he was mic'd up unknowingly, was he, taking care of business? And who was he talking to?
Himself. He's actually
talking to himself.
Right, like a creeper.
I did it.
He did.
Where's the toilet paper? I did it.
He basically said, I did it. Crazy.
That is crazy.
Also trending today, we have Dr. Ron Hoffman coming up in just a couple of minutes here. We'll talk to him about some healthy New Year's resolutions. But there's a new survey out about the cities with the shortest and longest life expectancies. Any guesses on where you can live the longest or maybe die the quickest?
I'm going to say somewhere in Wyoming type thing where you live the longest. And then somewhere in the south, like Arkansas, we have the shortest.
Kenny, any guesses?
I would say somewhere in Hawaii for the longest and Baltimore for the shortest.
Ooh, Baltimore's a good guess. All right, well, the 10 states whose city with the lowest lifespan ranks at the lowest end. So here's the top 10 lowest life expectancy states. Alabama, and this is all based on happiness factor, obesity rate, poverty rate. So that's how they kind of get these numbers. So Alabama is number one, followed by West Virginia, South Carolina, it's always the South, Louisiana, Georgia at number five, Arkansas at number six, Texas at seven, Oklahoma at eight. It's tied with Tennessee, by the way, and then Mississippi at 10. So again, all Southern states. Why? What's the deal? Is it, I mean, is it all the fried
food? Love their fried foods, man.
I mean, is that
good
really
stuff,
it?
The chicken and catfish and all that, man. It's good food.
That's crazy. So they judge your, most people, most of the people involved with this say that it's involving these unhealthy eating habits right. that contribute to obesity. They also say that it can affect your mood and your behavior, your happiness, also poor social and economic conditions. So I guess maybe there's a poverty factor in the South, tend to make you die quicker. Really kind of crazy though. I guess the lowest life expectancy at birth, so from birth, children born in Gadsden, Alabama, can expect to live 73 years. That's the lowest of any metro in the state as well as the nation.
That's not bad.
73, I know, right?
Yeah. I thought you were going to tell me like 55.
14. Minus seven.
Won't make it through the third grade. So what's the longest?
Love it.
Where are you going to live the longest?
I think it's actually Hawaii. Huh. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Let's all move. Yep. Go out to Hawaii.
Aloha, Melikilikimaka. That's where the president is, so why not hang out with
him? All right, so if you want to figure out how to live longer, Jennifer and Rich and Ken and Dr. Ron Hoffman will go through some tips for you for the new year, how to give yourself a little bit more life. If you wanted to tack another 5 years on there, we're going to tell you how coming up here on Good Day at 43, past the hour.
Get a Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude and Kmart. This holiday season, you can support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and its fight against childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases while you shop. In collaboration with St. Jude, Kmart has introduced the Giving Hat. The fashionable knit hat was designed to heighten awareness and raise funds to support the life-saving mission of St. Jude. Kmart will donate $1 from the sale of each exclusive hat to St. Jude now through December 31st. Jamie Stein, Vice President, Public Relations and Member Communications of Kmart.
Our partnership with St. Jude is incredibly important to Kmart. Since 2006, Kmart customers, Shop Your Way members, and associates have embodied the holiday spirit with their generous support of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, making Kmart the hospital's number one supporter and raising more than $76.7 million. The Giving Hat is another way we can let the families of St. Jude know we support them this holiday season.
For more information, visit Kmart.com. /St. Jude and join the conversation with #TheGivingHat.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Find the perfect gift at Macy's with savings on top of savings. Save 30 to 75% store-wide. Plus, use your Wow Pass and take an extra 20 or 15% off. Take $10 off a $25 purchase with your pass Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday till 1 p.m. And save over $100 with your Macy's holiday money. Use it on top of coupons and sale prices. Find great ways to save now through Thursday at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day with Jennifer, Ken, and Rich. And apparently Dr. Ron has taken this whole getting healthy for the new year thing so seriously that he forgot about his segment here, and he's in the gym working out. He's on his
playing with dumbbells.
But good for him, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? So that gives us an opportunity to catch up on what's going on in the Boo Tube with Jennifer's favorite television news.
Well, you know, I thought it would be fun, guys. I know that Kenny loves TV. I know, Rich, you are a TV guy, too. You know, Christmas is a little stressful. If you maybe don't have plans with your family, or maybe you just want to escape them, there are some really cool TV marathons going on over the next couple of days that you may want to check out. I know Roberta Fasinelli, who is here with us next hour on The Good Day Show, will love this one. 18 hours of Doctor Who.
Oh, wow.
On Christmas.
That would be
not Dr. Ron. Doctor Who.
I've never seen the show. Never.
I haven't either. Have you seen it, Ken? You probably
no,
have,
I have,
right?
Not.
No,
I have not. Never.
It's
seen
such
it.
A cult favorite. BBC America has a 18-hour marathon planned. It will start at 6 a.m. and run through midnight on Christmas. It'll be a mixture of seasons 8 and 9, plus some Doctor Who Christmas specials thrown in along the way. So you can check that out if you're a fan.
I might tap into an hour of that.
This is kind of a weird one. Jeff Dunham and Gabriel Iglesias. If you're looking for, like, yeah, non-traditional kind of funny marathon to watch, Comedy Central is airing stand-up specials featuring Jeff Dunham and Gabriel Iglesias. Most of them not related, except they will air Jeff Dunham's very special, very, very special Christmas special.
Jeff Dunham is the ventriloquist with the, what's his name, the bad terrorist. I kill you. And then he's got the old man puppet. Really funny.
Right. Yeah. And he's in Vegas all the time.
Yeah. Very funny.
All right.
Guy.
If you're feeling a little vapid on Christmas and you want to watch the Kardashians, nothing says, Christmas
really?
Holiday joy like the Kardashians. Exclamation point, sort of like Jeb! Exclamation point, is running a marathon of Kardashians. 14 hours. Oh, my God.
I got to see what kind of loser sits around on Christmas Day and watches 14 hours of the Kardashians.
And get this, they have a Christmas special. That's right. 2:30 p.m. Mark your calendars on Christmas Day. A very Merry Christmas.
We throw up the white flag and give up on Christmas Day. We know we're not going to get anything.
People are watching this. I can't tell you anything else. All right, that 70s show, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, fun.
That will have an 18-hour marathon on IFC, if you get that network. It'll be episodes from seasons 3 and 4 and the best of their Christmas episodes. So that'll be cool. The show Power. If you want to catch up on Starz drama Power, you're in luck. The premium cable network will do the entire second season of Power on Christmas Day. Starts at noon, runs through every single twist of the 10-episode season. Undercover Boss and What Not to Wear are going to join forces. TLC is going to do a double marathon. If you can't decide which one of these you like best, they'll run them both. They'll be airing episodes of Undercover Boss that'll have a slight holiday theme, like maybe the Oriental Trading Company or the Yankee Candle Company. And then TLC will also provide What Not to Wear in the primetime slot. So it starts out with Undercover Boss, finishes up with What Not to Wear, and runs until midnight. If you love NCIS, now you're talking more my
language.
Now
you got my
right. Mind. If you don't want to watch a movie, maybe you want to see something a little, mystery to follow, USA Network will be doing a marathon of NCIS. And this one's fun, too. VH1 will be doing all 5 Christmas-themed episodes of Saturday Night Live. And there are some favorites on there. You'll see Martin Short, Katy Perry, Jimmy Fallon, Justin Timberlake will be there. So the best of Saturday Night Live Christmas will be airing in a marathon on VH1. So that's pretty cool. Any of those strike your fancy?
The NCIS, the SNL, and somewhere there's got to be like a Gilligan's Island or something like that going on.
Yeah, they do a lot of Christmas episodes on some of like the antenna TV channels or on TV Land. They'll do some Christmas episodes. And, of course, there'll be a ton of Christmas movie marathons going on. You'll be able to see It's a Wonderful Life, The Nightmare Before Christmas. ABC Family will be doing back-to-back Christmas movies all day long.
Yesterday I was walking through Target looking for some stocking stuffer stuff. And you know where they have the TV DVDs?
Yeah.
They had a box set for Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
And I was so tempted to buy that DVD for myself.
Yeah, it was such a great show.
Yeah, this show is coming back, and I cannot wait. And I just thought, how funny would it be to sit around with my kids and watch the old ones? It'd be great.
Love it.
51 Past on Doug Steffens' Good Day with Jennifer, Rich, and Ken.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Baby, can you hear that pet conga here with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show? Go to thepetshow.com. You'll see Warren's mug up there along with all of his friendly animals, and you can order his Hugs and Kisses vitamins, which my two little pugs take all the time. They love them. Whenever they do something good, I give them a little hugs. Can I give them too many of these? Like, if I give them two or three treats a day, is that too many?
No, two or three a day is fine, but any more than that might be a little bit too much.
They OD on the good stuff, on the vitamins, like taking too much vitamin C.
They'll just grow rapidly.
I got one pug that's growing too rapidly as it is. So, Warren, interesting story here in Northern Virginia the other day. Dulles International Airport has decided they're going to open a doggy park in the airport to help calm nervous flyers. So if you're getting ready to get on a plane and you're a little bit nervous about it, you go. And I know that they have a dog park there for when you're traveling with your pets. But I wanted to ask you, how does it calm a nervous flyer to walk over and see somebody else's dog doing their business on AstroTurf?
Well, they're not over there just watching the dog do his business. And by the way, I love that term, like the dog's an accountant, his business. The bottom line is this. Every study that's ever been done indicates that stress is really relieved by touching, petting, massaging, or even watching a dog. So even at airports like LAX around the holiday season, what they do is they have therapy dogs that actually walk through the airport so people can just, as they're walking or rushing from counter to counter, can just stop and pet one of these therapy dogs. I think it's a great idea because so many people are fearful flyers, including myself, considering how much flying I do. But the bottom line is just touching the dog can get your mind off of it for a little while and calm you down enough where the flight may not be
as bad. LAX is probably pretty smart about this, and those dogs are probably dual purpose. Calming flyers and also screening them at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Sniff them and pet them.
Right, exactly.
That's interesting, but even if the dogs are not trained for that, I've always said this. I say this on the show all the time. If your dog reacts strangely to a person or doesn't like a person, chances are there's something wrong with the person. So, yeah, maybe without any training, the therapy dog acts in a certain way may indicate that there may be a problem.
So speaking
can
of
I
dog
ask you a question about that real quick?
Yeah.
About dogs in airports. I just went to the Czech Republic about, I don't know, 2 months ago. And coming back, I had my layover was in Zurich. So I flew direct from Zurich to Los Angeles. And there was a man flying with the dog as an emotional support dog. And this was not a small dog. This was a good-sized big dog. Is that sort of abusive for the animal to put them on a 14-hour flight?
Oh, you know,
it really, that's a long time for a human.
It depends on the dog. For example, I used to fly back and forth, but I was flying back and forth with a smaller dog, so I was able to put one of those pads down in the bathroom and let the dog go. You know, you have to wait to use the restroom, guys. My dog's in there. Please, he'll be out in a minute. Some of the looks I got. You know, is it fair? It's a lot fairer than flying the dog in cargo underneath. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting question. 14 hours is a long time, though.
It's a long time.
It is a long time.
I felt sorry for the dog.
Yeah.
And, man, they were jogging after the flight was over because the dog had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see, there are things you can do. If you're going to have that type of trip with your dog, maybe teaching him to use a pad in the laboratory is the way to go.
So we have dog parks in the airports now. Dog parks, I've always contended, is one of the better places to meet, to get dates, to meet women, to meet men. If you have a dog and you go to the dog park, what?
Does your wife know?
She does. We used to take our dog to the dog park all the time. We were like, this is a pickup joint.
Well, yeah. Listen to it. Here's the deal. In other words, if I was an entrepreneur, I would rent cute puppies to single people at dog parks. And the bottom line
is,
I have more listeners that will call me that met their significant other at a dog park or just walking their dogs because the dogs are the common denominator. It's the catalyst to start a conversation. Two good-looking people at a park, no one's going to say a word. Have a pug, a schnauzer, or a cocker spaniel, and the conversation starts.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I always said Bed Bath & Beyond, dog parks. If you're looking to meet people, those are the two places to go.
I personally prefer the dog parks.
So, I have Christmas lights out in front of my house, and, you know, all kinds of reds and blues and greens, whatever it is. And we were talking about it the other day, because my dogs walk in front of the laser that shoots the colors on the house, and they're, like, oblivious to it. And we started talking about whether dogs, because there's a misconception, I think, that dogs are fully colorblind, but I think they can actually see some color.
Well, what's the truth? Here's the bottom line. When I was studying in Europe, what we did to determine whether dogs were colorblind is we had three different aisles laid out. One was blue, one was green, one was red. Every day we put the food at the end of the blue one and reversed the order of them, and the dogs always went to the blue one. So they may not see color the same way we do, but they definitely see shades and some color.
There it is.
There you go.
From the authority. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show every week here. So check him out at thepetshow.com. And thank you, Warren. Appreciate it.
And Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas, buddy. It's 58 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.